Cracker Barrel before.
Well, come on, let's go eat some lunch.
Cracker.
Good chicken.
Can I say cracker? Can I say Negro?
You just said it.
Oh.
You just said it, but I'm going to have to go.
What's the N-word?
Right to you.
Yeah, just the N-word that we can
tisk,
get away
tisk,
with.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. I got to run, Duke. Thank you.
See you, Duke.
Final hour coming up. Isn't it lovely how politics brings us all together and undermines our institutions for power? Be right back.
Hour, baby.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Jurors in Kenosha, Wisconsin have gone behind closed doors, deliberating the fate of Kyle Rittenhouse, charged in the fatal shootings of two men, the wounding of a third during anti-police rioting in Kenosha last year. The defense argues it's a case of self-defense. Prosecutors contend Rittenhouse went looking for trouble and provoked bloodshed on the streets of Kenosha. She's on the outs in official GOP circles in her home state of Wyoming. State's Republican Party will no longer recognize Congresswoman Liz Cheney as a member of the GOP. President Biden takes his infrastructure message to a bridge in New Hampshire later today, working to sell his $1.2 trillion plan to Americans. He signed it into law yesterday. Wall Street, the Dow's up 196 points, the NASDAQ trading 91 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511. 800-969-5511.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a great start to our week. Temperatures are getting warmer each day, and the nights are not as cold as they have been. For today, look for a lot of sunshine. We'll be in the middle 70s. Not bad for November. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 48. More sunshine. How about upper 70s on Wednesday? 76 on Thursday. Risk of a few spotty showers as the front moves through, but not a big deal. And then cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed joined President Joe Biden at the White House yesterday for the signing of his $1 trillion infrastructure bill. $5 to $6 billion of that price tag is expected to address Alabama roads, highways, underground grids, and airports. Authorities in Opelika are investigating the death of a 2-year-old girl. 28-year-old Chastity Baker and 28-year-old Jamario Mitchell have been arrested and charged with murder. They're being held at the Lee County Jail on a $450,000 bond. The case is still under investigation by the Opelika Police Department. And Demopolis police have recovered the body from a canal near the city's hospital. Authorities believe it may be the man reported missing from Linden. Linden police say 56-year-old William Gregory Mitchell went missing earlier this month. Demopolis authorities say the body recovered does match Mitchell's description. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinityofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N974053. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Eddie, what have I told you about coughing in the studio? No, actually.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
All right?
Yes, sir.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Yes, sir.
In a second, we'll get... No, actually, right now. This is Dr. Fauci. I'm wearing a turtleneck, and I'm going to sound like George Costanza.
That to me was most difficult to accept is that we put together a good plan for how we were going to try and dampen down the spread of infection early on, thinking that that was accepted by everybody. And then the next day, the president saying, free Michigan, free Virginia. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of that was, except to put this misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety. That, to me, is one of the things that I think went awry in all of this.
We live in a society, people. Yeah, there's such a thing as societal safety, but you alone, nor do presidents get to decide what that is, Doc. Especially when there are other doctors who say work for state governments, other doctors that work for other health departments of other countries all around the world. And when there are doctors outside of government saying your approach to this is going to destroy the economy, destroy livelihoods, lead to more excess deaths, and not stop the virus. So you can sit back at Martha's Vineyard in some posh balcony back porch with your stupid turtleneck on under your button-up shirt. And you'd say, oh, society and societal safety. But it's always folks like Fauci who claim, I am over and above society and speak for it. All animals are equal, but some, like me, are more equal than others. And even though I haven't won a popularity contest, excuse me, been elected once in my life, I get to decide what our safety thresholds will be.
Well, he is the highest paid government official, is he not?
Yes.
Okay, then he gets to pick.
Right. Because when you're paid a lot of money by the government, it means you're right.
Obviously, right?
Yeah. They do this all the time. People in positions of authority, privileged elites, say, well, I speak for society. Well, your plan was awful and it didn't work. And I think Donald Trump understood a little too late that he had approved the wrong plan. You can badmouth the Democrats all you want, folks, but the Republicans put us in this mess, too. It's a big mess we're in. Papa B, how you doing?
Hello, how you doing? So, yeah, this is Papa B. But, you know, there's, I can't tell you how relieved I am that Dr. Fauci has given me permission to have Thanksgiving.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Except I'm not vaccinated.
Uh-oh.
And these are the people that I'm going to be having Thanksgiving with.
Well, turkey for you. You might get sick and die.
No, I couldn't get sick. I could, you know, a meteor might come out from outer space and strike me in the head. I don't know.
You know, you can do the right thing your entire life in terms of what the health trends tell you, and, you know, you could still get a disease and die. It happens.
It might. It happens.
You could choke on a turkey bone.
But because of these tragedies, we need to take away your liberty and give up control to me who speaks for society.
Yes. The doctor... Mengele?
Mengele?
Thanks. Anyway,
he was a guy.
I think Glenn Greenwald had this quote of the day yesterday about the Rittenhouse, is that his name, trial?
Yeah.
And this is what he said. This was a tweet I'm reading. When authoritarians want to violate press freedoms but don't want to admit they're doing it, they use the same tactic. Oh, the people we're targeting aren't journalists. You know, this is
right.
You know, we're taking away the freedoms of, you know, some, and giving those same freedoms that we're taking from you and giving to someone else. So, you know, they want to basically say, all right, look, yeah, you can't defend yourself, so choose the way you're going to die. Either from, you know, not defending yourself against the crowd, the mob, or the, you know, government that has abandoned you. Which one do you want? You can die one way or the other, but, you know, you're going to die. So, anyway, I think that this Rittenhouse trial is going to come down and smack some folks in the face on the left. And I presume that there's going to be some riots, you know, over it.
Well, so, I hope there aren't, but who knows?
Well, right now there's a small gathering of protesters out front screaming for them to be found guilty.
Yeah.
They said there's 12. I think they counted 12.
There are a couple of things that, you know, are not really making the news anymore, but should be on everybody's radar. One is the Ghislaine Maxwell's
Yep.
Trial is about to get started.
Yes.
And the other one is that we've forgotten about this, but China's top spy agent, I guess, is still in the background. He's being held by the military intelligence.
Oh, wait. For a second, I thought you were talking about Eric Swalwell. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were about Feinstein's driver.
Well, he's trying to be part of it. Yeah. I think he's going to tattletale on some folks, too. So, I mean, even though it doesn't seem newsy out there, there's a lot of things going on under the radar that aren't being reported on that everybody should be, kind of paying attention
to. Well, and, just like that, we forgot about all the young girls and families in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be remembered, though, when it's useful again.
Right.
Yeah, of course. So, anyway, look, let me ask you something, Joey. You rightly so, I think, disparage a lot of the alternative media. Okay, I get that. But, hey, whatever sources are people going to get their real news from? They're not going to get it from the mainstream press. I don't care how bad it gets, they're not going to report on the truth, and they're not going to truthfully tell what's going on. In fact, they outright lie about what's going on out there.
Oh, I disparage the corporate press a lot more than your precious X-22, whatever the heck it is.
Well, maybe it needs to be very, carefully examined with a jaundiced eye. Okay,
yeah,
I get that.
Sure.
So, but there are a number of things that are being reported down in the alternative press.
Yeah.
That is a very, they really have got a bead on it. So I'd, be looking at it and examining it carefully, but checking it out and seeing if it's right. And if it is, hey, there's nothing wrong with the truth. Let the truth shine, I say. So anyway. Well, all right, guys. Thanks a lot for letting me call in. I enjoy talking to you as usual.
Thank you, Papa B.
Thank you, Papa B.
Bye.
272-9228. 272-9228. Yeah, the corporate press is not your friend, but just putting a negative sign in front of them and believing the complete opposite is not exactly the right approach either. Not saying you're doing that, Papa B. But you have to more read everything, if that's what you're up to, what you're interested in. But I think for the vast majority of people, what we should be focusing on is what's right in front of us.
Well,
and what we
is,
actually care about, not these demons and distractions that are floated in front of us. The TV screens and the cell phone screens that you have in your life are not windows to the world. They're not. They're filters that feed you particular things that are manufactured for you to see. Always keep that in mind. If you want a real window to the world, don't plug into the metaverse. Maybe go outside. Maybe walk the Appalachian Trail or something.
Ooh.
What were you going to say, Eddie?
A lot of people, like me, grew up watching the news with my father.
Yeah.
So when we turned on the news, I believed that. I believe what was coming out of Kissinger's mouth. I believe that was coming out of Nixon's mouth. I believe everything that people were saying, only to grow up and find out, I can't even believe the people that are doing the reporting. There is no news channel I can go to and say, these people here are spouting the truth. There's not one single one. They all have an agenda.
What I would say is you get the best approach is probably to get to know the reporter. Get to know the individual person that you're listening to. Understand their motivations, their potential bias, because everybody's got one. And yeah, try to understand their agenda as well. Don't just trust a organization or an outlet because they're that organization or outlet and have a lot of prestige and have been around for a long time. Get to know what particular reporters believe in, what's their beat, what's their expertise, yada, yada, yada. And that usually can lead you in the right way if that's how your mind works. If you want to do the homework and study up, go ahead. All power to you. Well, that's the difficult thing. There are talented, probably hungry, truthful reporters working for the New York Times or Washington Post. Now, by the nature of working in those organizations, will they be boxed in certain ways? Probably. There are hungry, talented young people who want to make a name for themselves in print media or video journalism, whatever it is, all over this country, on the left and the right. And as you get to know them and you learn who they are, can you trust them? Yeah, probably so. What you don't need to trust is the manufactured nonsense that is loosely related to reality but is actually meant to keep some very unsavory people in power. Honestly, most of the time, the relationship we have as voters or everyday Americans to our politicians and to the press are, well, it reminds me of what Jeffrey Toobin did on that Zoom call. That's what our relationship is. Oh, goodness. Now I'm looking at Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin on Fox Business. Again, keep in mind what I just said. It could be very much manufactured, to Red Top's point. Xi warns U.S. against encouraging Taiwan's independence. Yeah, it's not just about a unified China. It's about a big geostrategic game, and we're only just beginning.
Exactly.
That game. 272-9228. Oh, get Fauci off my screen, stupid turtleneck wearing. Anyway. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. You got balance problems, Eddie?
Occasionally, Joey. Yeah, my sinuses will act up.
Oh, so you get inner ear problems.
Yes.
Well, that's not fun. You get nauseous, too?
Occasionally.
That? Yeah, that's not fun at all.
But one of the things that you hit home with that one day is when you told me you get used to the physical part might be healed, but it's your emotion and your really the trick in your brain that says, hey, I can walk on this foot now. I'm so used to...
Say you hurt your left ankle. Maybe it does heal up, physically speaking, right. But your mind still says don't put too much weight on your left ankle.
Right.
Right.
It takes more time than anything to get over that, just the mental part of it.
Right, and the longer you live that way, the more it gets set in as a habit or process in your head.
Yes.
And this is why they're so great there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Don Sexton, the owner and physical therapist there, as well as Nancy Alexander, her physical therapy assistant, can work with you to overcome true physical problems. Maybe it's an inner ear vision problem. Maybe it is an injury to your knee or ankle. But also these psychological blocks that, you know, you get used to being, you know, teeter-tottering in one direction or putting weight to one side or leaning to one side. So you have to overcome those habits. And they can help you there with more traditional methods or cutting-edge stuff like virtual reality therapy or 360 walking track. Whether it's virtual reality therapy or that walking track, you're going to be strapped into a harness. That way you can really test yourself, retrain your brain, so to speak, without any fear of falling. And you can build up that confidence as you learn to get your balance and walking ability back. We've had dozens of listeners improve the quality of their life by working with the fine folks there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, and you could be the next person to do so. Just give them a call at 595-9990, 595-9990. And ask about a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. They'll give you a score out of 18. That's for you and for them. So as you start the therapy, you can see whether or not you're improving. And within a few weeks, you can see your score start to rise. So again, that number for Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. And be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon. When we come back. Oh! Look, Russia has their military built up right next to Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is President Zelensky still president?
Right this second, yes.
Maybe if you gave him a little, the Putin regime will back off.
That's not going to happen. They're coming. They're coming.
We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Cropville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Gray's Tire and Service Center on Redland Road in Wetumpka for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families in need this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Is this sad, Joey?
What?
We're hearing here, is this sad, Joey?
No. Why, do you think this is sad?
This is kind of a downer. Not a bad, in a bad way.
This song is a downer? Like, is he here, this is
like
a sad song?
A rock ballad.
Yeah, but all ballads to you are downers? Like, Here I Go Again by Whitesnake is a downer to you?
I didn't really call that a rock ballad, but...
It literally is.
No.
Yes, it is.
How so? It's just Whitesnake being Whitesnake.
It's a ballad, though.
No, I think of a ballad like that song Carrie by the band Europe, which was horrible.
Oh, that is all.
Right.
That's just horrible.
Right.
It has nothing to do with whether it's a ballad or not.
Well, in this particular instance with this song that you're playing, it sounds like it's a... The downer, yeah. Chris Hornell, Soundgarden, kind of downer.
So a D major chord structure with a little major chord, playing on top of it is a...
Just going rock and roll and all your chord counting and stuff.
What, is a Nine Inch Nails album a pick-you-up for you?
No, not a fan of Nine Inch Nails.
What do you listen to, Donna Summer?
I do love some Donna Summer.
And people wonder why.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of wonder.
Yeah, yesterday, we reported on this Biden comptroller, the currency nominee, who was talking about, hey, we don't need private bank deposits
Give
or bank accounts.
Give me all your money.
We'll just have it all at the Fed.
Yeah.
Well, a coalition of state treasurers has urged the Senate to reject this nominee.
How does she even get this far?
No, and as Jeff Dice said yesterday, it could be this is just an opening bid. Then they'll put in somebody more reasonable who's just as
right. I got you.
Awful. Now the Pentagon claims climate change is just as big of a national security threat as China.
I saw that. Is climate change going to turn you into some type of slave, Joey? Is climate change going to ruin your life like the Chinese could?
No.
Tomorrow?
No. Honestly, when it comes to my life, I'm not really worried about either.
Who has more effect on your life daily, the Chinese or the climate change?
Neither. It's the U.S. government that pushes these two items in order for more power and control.
Okay.
They have more of an effect.
Boogeyman.
And, of course, Xi called Biden his old friend during the meeting. They had accomplished nothing.
I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Do you feel that was a little bit of a... Do you feel it was true they're old friends, or do you feel like that was old Chinaman saying, ha-ha, fix to get you a little bit more hot water? Because Biden always claims he never met the guy. Now, all of a sudden, we're old friends.
No, I think it's just a joke about Biden being old.
Oh, I didn't even consider that one.
Yeah.
What's Xi? What's Winnie the Pooh? I mean, he's got to be in his 70s.
No, I don't think he is.
Really?
He's like in his 60s.
Wow. Looks good for that, then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks really good for that.
Well, that's a big thing. That part of the world. Skincare?
Yeah.
No, it really is.
I know. I know.
I am not joking. Now, there has been more fallout from this Rittenhouse trial in that it's revealed fact-checking to be the crap that it is. For instance, the judge, Bruce Schroeder, threw out the misdemeanor gun charge against him yesterday, stating that it was unclear whether the rifle used qualified under the Wisconsin statute, and the prosecution in the case chose not to press their case on the single misdemeanor count. And this essentially, can a 17-year-old have a long rifle? The answer is yes.
Yes, he can.
The judge questioned the prosecution about that yesterday. They admitted, yeah, it's a long gun. He had the right to have it. So the judge dismissed that particular misdemeanor count or charge. But that kind of upends a lot of the case the prosecution might have made, that if you own a weapon illegally, you can't legally defend yourself with an illegal firearm. Like, everything that you do might be self-defense, but if you're not allowed to have that weapon in the first place...
Then you should have died.
Right. Well, but this is the logic that places like New York City and New Jersey use. Yeah.
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 That's not logic.
Right. But see, the police are the ones that keep us safe by disarming mass populations within cities. That's why I say support your local sheriff. Be careful not to fall into the talking points of just another public sector union.
Right.
Excuse me, pardon me. But back in August of 2020, the fact checkers on this gun charge had preemptively assumed Kyle was guilty of that charge.
Of course.
And here's PolitiFact's Daniel Funke. It's Funk with an E at the end of it, who rated the claim that Kyle legally possessed his rifle without parental supervision, quote-unquote, false.
So, can we call him up? You got his number?
No, I don't want to talk to that guy. This entire article written by this Funk guy has been entirely debunked. Funk was debunked. It's the little things, people. The entire article has since been debunked by this defense team, with the debunking confirmed with the judge's decision to drop this particular charge. Yet if you read the original article, the correction now begins with the following. Judge Bruce Schroeder recently dismissed a misdemeanor charge of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18 against Kyle Rittenhouse. Readers asked us if this made the fact check below invalid. We don't think so. Here's why. Yep, they're that shameless. They really are.
Well, that's not shameless, Joey. That's just false.
Yeah. Well, just shameless in their falsity. But here we have to go to the phones now to my arch nemesis, Cooter.
Cooter.
Hello, Cooter.
Oh, I think we lost Cooter.
That's what I expect him to do.
I had some phone.
There's going to be a meeting of minds, and, you know, we're going to try to bury the hatchet.
But no.
And he hangs up on me. This is why you're my arch nemesis, Cooter.
Maybe that was a shot across the bow, Joey. But not to defend Cooter, but I've had some phone troubles today.
Wait, you did that?
No. I've just had some phone issues today.
What kind of issues?
Like if you bump it, all the lines light up, and then it kills everybody that's on the phone.
Did you bump it?
I might have. Or maybe it was just Cooter saying, I don't want to talk to this guy. And hung up on you.
Oh, let's see. We got some phones working here. I'm going to put this line one on the air. Who's this?
It's Cooter.
Oh, fine. You call back.
Yeah, I'll teach you. I'll hang up on you again if I want to.
I'm fine. I get it.
Winnie the Pooh is 95.
Wait, say that again?
Winnie the Pooh, 95 years old.
Winnie the Pooh or Winnie the Chinese Pooh?
Winnie the Chinese Pooh? What's the Chinese Pooh?
Wait, President Xi is 95 years old?
I thought you meant the real Winnie the Pooh.
No, isn't it?
See, you guys don't make nothing clear what you're talking about. You know what? I'm never going to listen to y'all again. I mean it this time. Bye.
It's fine. I don't want you peeking in my blinds again. I don't know about that guy.
Anyway, crazy Cooter.
Let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
I got to watching that mess yesterday, and that prosecutor before really got started good debunked his own crap.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there talking about that Rosenbaum never got within arm's length of him, and then turned around and talking about the gunshot residue,
right,
called it
right.
Suet.
Right.
On his fingers. That dissipates in just a few feet.
Right. From the video, did you see the part where he's showing the video? It's the security footage where it is
right.
Rosenbaum closing ground on Rittenhouse, and this is when Rittenhouse shoots him, and he accidentally says, look how close they are. I mean, look how far away they are. He's like, no, they're pretty
yes,
darn close.
I caught that.
Right.
And did you see it when the defense showed the exact same footage, but enhanced?
Mm-hmm.
The guy fell after getting his hip blown off at Kyle's feet.
Right.
He was well within grabbing range.
Right. Oh, and then this guy did it on multiple counts. You know, the video journalist, Drew Hernandez, I think is his name. He wanted to downplay his credibility and call Hernandez biased. But then later in his closing remarks says, well, he's actually a veteran reporter at these sorts of events. So when it suits his argument, this guy's a veteran reporter. When it doesn't suit his argument, this guy's biased and not to be believed. It's like, what?
Yep. It's all about the narrative. They just want to do away with our ability to defend ourselves.
It's a big part of it.
If you,
yeah, as constitutional carry is sweeping across a nation, if you can't win on the legal side, you change the culture.
Gonna have to.
Yep.
You know, I've got 30 years in law enforcement working in the prison system. I've been around guns all my life. The gun will do one of two things. It will function or it will fail. And that is it. The gun did not do anything wrong, so they can't go after that.
Well, and we didn't even mention Binger picking up the AR-15 in the courtroom with his finger on the trigger and pointing at the jury.
Did he not
learn
nothing
well,
from Alex?
These people may be officers of the court, but they have no idea about weapons.
Exactly.
None.
Right. Like, that's 101. Like I've said, I have nowhere near the experience you probably have, Ken. But I understand you treat a gun as if it's dangerous and always loaded because essentially it is.
Yep.
You always have to be
checking. My son at eight years old could safely go out to my truck and get my weapon out of my truck.
Right.
I mean, that's something that, should be taught early in life, but in his case, he didn't even get it late in life.
Well, and isn't the irony that those who preach peace and love and compassion are some of the most reckless and dangerous people when it comes to this stuff?
Oh, yeah. See it every day out of them.
It's ridiculous.
Every day. All right, well, y'all have a good day. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
And let's go to Oz. Hey, Oz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Oz.
Yeah, almost afternoon. How is everyone doing today?
I'm doing all right, but the station mom is in here like trying to redecorate or something. I don't know. She's holding a sign. It's a lovely dress, though.
She does look nice, very nice today.
Well, I got a question. You know, all the Rittenhouse, all this kind of stuff. I think that's going to work itself out. People are seeing the truth. Yeah. I want to know where the people stand on all the riots that occurred and all the property damage and millions of dollars.
That's perfectly acceptable.
There were mobs
right.
that were killing people and throwing bricks and all this kind of stuff. But I think that's the biggest bias in this country right now is that, and I'm not going to say Republicans, I'm going to say just conservative thinking people are being treated differently than the agenda that's being pushed by the liberals. That's what's going on
and
right
the
now.
The only proper riot is a left-wing riot.
Exactly.
And also, I will say that in terms of my sense of the people of Montgomery, especially in the midst of that summer of 2020, people of Montgomery don't think this is right. We didn't do it here.
No.
So that's a good thing.
And
to know.
One other question that I would love for people to ponder and think about, because it's important, and if they really think about it, they'll know. Why haven't we started the impeachment trials or anything on Biden, because there was obviously no evidence against Trump either. There was drummed up material, but there was no hard evidence that anything was done wrong or improper. And yet we've got evidence against Joe Biden that he laundered, accepted money, that he tried to extort money, and that he abused his power to influence a foreign dignitary, and he also has a son that has done many improprieties over his life, and yet there's no impeachment, there's no critical judgment upon this ignorant man that's in that office in Washington. I will not call him the P word, because he is not, he's ignorant. And he's ruining this country. He should be really tried for treason because of what he's doing to this country and how he is making the different moves that are hurting this country and intentionally bringing us down to a level that's really going to hurt and it's going to take a while to get back from. Take care, guys.
Thank
y'all
you,
ponder
Oz.
That. Think about that. Think about that, Duke. Please.
Appreciate it, Oz. 272-9228. Yeah, there's a legal definition of treason, aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States. But if you want to cite, say, one of those old-timey things, you know, that helped inspire the American Revolution, Cato's letters, I know not what treason is, if sapping and betraying the liberties of a people be not treason. We got a lot of that running around. 272-9228. Really? I thought this guy was working online.
He is working.
You know what I got to do? I got to hit a break. All right.
Well, just so you know, that Hawaiian Winnie, the Chinese Winnie the Pooh, he's 68.
I was right.
Yep. I won't tell you who called in. Cooter.
Cooter said that to you? My arch nemesis? You're taking advice and information
from
him?
He's also, might be your arch nemesis, but my head fact checker.
Of course. Just like a CIA agent to betray me and double deal behind my back.
Not necessarily betrayal.
We'll be right back. You're like Alger Hiss.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday. It is JT out and about on location for the Blue Water Broadcasting Holiday Food Drive. This is the last week to help out, pay it forward, and bring a non-perishable food item to the food drive and fill up these big Blue Water barrels. Today, we're at Gray's Tire and Auto right here at 231 and Redland Road in Wetumpka. So, Wetumpka, today's your opportunity to stop by during our live broadcast and help make a difference. Of course, you can come by anytime this week and make that donation. Also, at our other sponsor locations, Air Now Home Services, Down with the Pounds, Ask Telemarketing, Capital Pawn, and Rick's Jewelers. Gray's Tire and Auto, this is where I take my vehicles. They do a great job. Here at the 231 and Redland Road location, they have name brand tires, cashback incentives, and a big Black Friday gift card deal coming up here soon, too. We'll be telling you more about. But stop by today and donate to the Montgomery Area Food Bank with the Blue Water Broadcasting Holiday Food Drive. We're here till 1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a great start to our week. Temperatures are getting warmer each day, and the nights are not as cold as they have been. For today, look for a lot of sunshine. We'll be in the middle 70s. Not bad for November. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 48. More sunshine. How about upper 70s on Wednesday? 76 on Thursday. Risk of a few spotty showers as the front moves through, but not a big deal. And then cooler Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Is this also depressing to you, Eddie?
No, not really.
All right.
Great. Makes me want to drop the top.
Drop the top?
Yeah, drop the top and head to the beach.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Let's go to somebody who's probably spent some time at the beach recently. Eric, the Hawaiian dog.
That's him.
Yeah. Hey.
Hola, Eric.
Hola. Get Eddie to show you that picture out there. You'll know if I've been...
Yeah, I'm going to show it to him after we talk.
I don't want to look at your big purple plane.
Actually, it did look like Soul Plane.
Oh, it was Soul Plane. The only reason I even called...
Yeah?
The only reason I even called was to do that finger bang. I wanted to know where the finger...
It's in the air. He's wagging it in the air, it's like, I promise.
Oh.
Yeah, for...
Which one of us is the station mom?
You're definitely the mom. I mean, I could be the mom if you like. In this day and age,
mom,
you know.
I'm going to be Eddie Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, for folks who don't know, and Eric, our connection's terrible, so I'm going to terminate the call here. But adios, my friend.
Lenny, Eric.
This was a banger yesterday, and this is all that Rosenbaum, the, you know, there's part of me who wants to say what he did, but I'm not gonna, because it's 11-something in the morning.
Yeah.
What he did to young boys. But this is all Rosenbaum did.
Oh, let me tell you all the awful things Joseph Rosenbaum did.
You
he tipped
it.
Over a porta potty.
Right.
That had no one in it.
Right.
He swung a chain.
Mm-hmm.
He lit a metal garbage dumpster on fire.
Fire?
Oh, and there's this empty wooden flatbed trailer that they pulled out in the middle of the road, and they tipped it over to stop some bearcats, and they lit it on fire.
Is that it?
Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
Yeah, Joey.
God help us.
Right.
And by the way, these sort of mediocrities are all over the country at district attorney's offices, these sort of government prosecutors. No, when Duke calls up and talks about how this isn't fair, you might see some MSNBC commentary. Mm-hmm. What if the races were reversed? I would hope some people would consider that these sort of mediocrities that just want to win in the courtroom might put away innocent people when there's not as much spotlight. Just entertain the idea every once in a while. Doesn't mean we need to go full CRT and say due process itself is racist. But I think it is more than appropriate to suggest that due process sometimes is not followed to the full extent as it should be. What?
Could you imagine if there are cameras in every courtroom and then people all over the country just randomly tuned in to court cases and publicize what they saw?
Yeah, well,
the checks and balances that would suddenly start occurring in our
I think it would make it worse in a way. We were talking with Jeff Dice that maybe we should just remove the cameras from the courtroom.
Yeah, I used to be a camera courtroom kind of guy until I've seen people have turned that and made that part of the spectacle. And instead of focusing on the trial and trying to win the case for their client, they more focus on the TV camera and getting more popularity for themselves. So I don't think the camera should be in the courtroom.
Mm. I mean, how many years was what was his name? Mark Furman, Fox News correspondent.
Oh gosh, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
It was the renter, Cato Caitlin.
Oh yeah, Cato. Yeah,
he was famous because of the.
Yeah, whatever happened to Cato?
I don't know. April Marie, I think I want to agree with your point, but the way, especially the big press outlets treat so many of these cases. Or, like, even if it's a case that's not as big as this one, if it's like, Nancy Drew, getting to the bottom of the story.
I can't stand her.
I can't.
Awful harpy.
I cannot stand her. Oh, what a... She's like a bird from Chisholm. I can't stand her.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. So whether you need your smartphone or your tablet repaired, could be your laptop or desktop computer, could even be a drone.
Could be a drone, could be a game console.
Could be you're looking to have some data recovered.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's very good. Especially if you're, say, going through a divorce and somebody tried to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Or bust it up with a hammer.
Oh, yeah.
I can still recover a lot of data.
Another great thing he can do is he can build a computer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Custom computer just for
or
you.
Or get you a brand new smartphone at an incredible price.
That's right. With no ties to any carrier.
Yeah, they cut totally out the middleman. Yeah, they really do all sorts of great work there at XI Repair. So you can go to their website, xirepair.com. That's the letter X, the letter I, repair.com. Or give them a call at 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234. And whether you stop by or give them a call, be sure to tell them, Joey, you can throw in Eddie as well, from News and Views. Sent you. Oh, Bitcoin briefly drops below 60 grand.
It's down 5.87%.
Joey. You know, it looks like a buying opportunity to me.
Not quite. Almost, Joey. But if you guys want to buy, yeah, go ahead and buy. I want it to come down a little bit further, then I'm going to buy some more. Although, I did buy some Tesla stock over the weekend.
Really?
$100 worth of Tesla stock is worth $93 today. Yes, I will be taking down Tesla.
Well done, Eddie. That'll do, pig. That'll do. We'll be right back.
Doge is down too.
Ah, crap. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, many families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Gray's Tire and Service Center. We do it all. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Gray's Tire and Service Center.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And now it's time to preview as I waft in the perfume.
Sorry. I literally gave no consideration to the men in the room right before I spritzed myself with perfume.
You sound like a woman.
You smell nice.
That does that all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, women always give consideration to men in the room. Always.
I'm just going about my business over here. I just put my entire face on while I sat here.
They're very emotionally intelligent creatures, Eddie. They're very considerate and empathetic.
I'm going with the emotional part.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the...
No, I said emotionally intelligent.
Oh, I didn't catch
just
that.
Just like a man to twist it. Have you been doing your responsibilities today?
No, I haven't.
Do you see how I got all bobbly-headed there?
What was that?
No, I haven't, Joey.
I really like your Fauci. I want you to know we're gonna get into that.
We live in a society, people.
That turtleneck Fauci conversation is happening.
God, it looks like he's about to go play jazz, like Yaz flute.
White jazz. What's that commercial? That SNL commercial. Siri plays white jazz.
Kenny G sounds like a dying seal.
Yeah. Oh. That's horrible.
Remember when Kenny G pulled the full, like, I can hold a note the longest? Like, we get it, Kenny. You don't have to prove your prowess.
He proved it.
Anyway, what do you got going on Straight Talk with April Marie?
I don't know. We're winging it.
Any guests?
Todd Stacy will be on.
Nice.
And then one of my writers, Beth Cann, will be joining me.
Beth Cann?
Uh-huh. She was my should-have-been sister. Oh. I almost married her brother-in-law.
Oh.
Broke up with him and kept her.
Nice.
And so she's going to be joining me and about somewhere 2:30. And then we'll see who else I get to call in.
Awesome.
It's a work in progress.
Well, y'all stay tuned.